The law of Parshas Pinchas, Hope Israel, Day 3, an excerpt from 2:14a. Elazar opened the discourse and said, brings a verse in the Neros, the story of the Benurah in Zechariah. By Arani is Yeshua HaKohen HaGadol. He showed me Yeshua, Kohen Gadol, my priest, Omid Lifnei Hashem, standing before Hashem. Tochazi, come and see. Va'alinim Bnei Nasha, woe to those people. Don't mistaken because the rain that did not gaze at the honor of their master. Chol yoma v'yoma, and every single day, kruza kari alayu, proclamation calls upon them. Lo mishkichen, don't pay attention. A voice comes out from heaven, calling to their soul to come back to Hashem. It brings into their mind thoughts of repentance, and they don't want to listen. Also, by nosh listakla b'bikudi araisa, a person comes to gaze at the commandments of the Torah. He gives his attention to try and do Hashem's will, to find Hashem's will, to connect. What happens? Kama senigurin kaimin, but kara alei latov. Many pleading angels stand to mention him for good. Also by nashra avra b'kuri rice, a person comes and transgresses the commandments of the Torah. Inan uvdin kategorin alei, those deeds, meaning those deeds, the things he himself did, those things themselves, are accusing upon him. Lebish forbid, kame kachabichu before lohun basibihi. Yeshua Kohen Gadol Hava, Yeshua was the Kohen Gadol. But more is explained. Maxi Ibe, what does it say by, what is written by him? Vasatan Omed al Yimino Asitno. And Satan was standing on his right side to accuse him. Rabbi Haikma Chanifrev, this person who was such a high level, it was like that. He had to deal with sweetened judgments and accusations. Bashar Bani Almud, other people were Lomastakli Bikor de Merehon, that they don't gaze upon the honor of their master. Allah has come, how much more so? Should be concerned not to have accusations upon themselves. Kami Maksiv, see what's written. Yeshua Hayalavush Begodim Soim. And Yeshua was garbed in dirty garments, was clothed in dirty garments. One is explained of Obegodim Soim with dirty garments. Vada Inun Lavushin Islav Shabu Ucha Bahalam. Certainly those are the garments that the Spirit is clothed with in this world. A person is drawn in this world after materialism, as if it were, he garbs his soul with negative energies. Dakol Chulke Deman De Lavushe Mistaknin. Ushleimin by Alma. Redworthy is the portion of one that his garments are set up and complete in this world. Waitmar behold, it was said, Kol man de boin la'ola le'gehenim, anyone who wants, they want to put him into hell. Inan levushin levavshin bay hechinin, those garments that they clothe him, what are they? Maksi vacha was written, Yeshua ho'i levush begodim soyim, Yeshua was clothed in dirty garments, long lifting a malach and standing before the angel. Man malach was the angel. Which angel is referring to? Do malach the manal gehenim. This is the angel that is in charge of hell. Amamana alman de chomi bin lufushin. He's in charge of those that see those garments. Ad asuf kala v'omar, until the voice returned and said, Hasiru habagodim asoim elav. Remove the dirty garments from him. Me'acha isa stakla from hither is to gaze, da uvdin bishin de barnosh, uvdin lay in lufushin asoim. That those bad deeds that a person does, they are the dirty garments. Amir Lavin said to him, after having taken off the garments, Reha, see, Havati Melecha Avonecha, I passed away from you your sin, Bahavish Hosomach Hosos, and I garbed you. Beautiful garments. Abishne Levushin Achronin Mesuknen. He garbed him with other clothes that were properly set. And then a person gazes at the effulgence of the honor of his master, as the Baal Tanya explains, that since the light of Hashem's presence is infinite, a person needs a type of intermedium to receive it, and it shouldn't blind him, it shouldn't be too intense for his soul, and that is the parable of spiritual garments, that a person, the soul is clothed with the next world in order to be able to receive the infinite light to them. And according to what type of good deeds he did, that's the nature of the garments, and that's the nature of the light he received from Hashem's light. Tochasi, come and see. Gagav nedor in the same way, Pinchas. Lo estalek me'alma, did not depart from the world. Ad estakto kamei levushin achron, until they garbed him with other garments. Teruch es honey b'hul alma, see, the spirit derives pleasure from them in the world to come. V'shay techada, in one moment, is pashut me'ilin, he took those off, is lavish me'ilin, is closed those. So he removed from him any negative energies, and is clothed in positive energies. Islavish b'ilein l'kaima d'chsiv, and clothed with these, with the good garments, to fulfill what is written. And he knows saying, Lo, espisi shalom. Hashem said to him, Behold, I give to him my covenant of peace. So we see that a person merits to do good things, He's only doing good for himself, giving himself a nice set of clothes. The clothes make the man, it sets his nature of his attachment to Hashem forever in the world to come. So Rabbi Lazar said this whole drasha while they're going on the way. Ado avo azli, while they were going, Shimsha avo takif, and the sun was strong. Yasru tchos sela dechad tindra demadra. They sat underneath the shade of one boulder in the wilderness. Amar Rabbi Lazar said, Rabbi Lazar, vadai, most certainly, tzilach edvasar nafshehu. Shadow is the joy of the soul. It takes one from the sun, and it's a parable that spiritually the power of gevura, from which comes concealment, protects us from light being too strong, shouldn't burn our souls. That's the joy of the soul, to be able to enjoy Hashem's light. And the Zohar brings this. We know the Zohar is not a history book, and doesn't interested in telling us details to be exact about the account of the way things were. The Zohar is telling us spiritual roots revealing transcendent lights. So it tells us this as a type of actualization, seeing how things in the world are parable for what's going on above. I just mentioned that the garments, the person merits their soul is clothed with beautiful garments in the world to come. And the garment is like creates a type of a shadow, type of a constriction for the soul through which, by means of which to receive the infinite light shouldn't burn it. So that is a whole joy in the world to come. We merit to receive the light of the Torah in a way that's healthy for us, and not too much and not too intense. So this is our joy in connection with Hashem.